anxious are you to start this next process of the offseason starting tomorrow?
I'm excited. It's always fun to get out there and actually go against the defense. We've been polishing up our offense on air now, so you finally get a chance to go against the defense and see how it actually comes together. So I'm excited, and I definitely speak for the offense and as well as the team.
What kind of feel do you have for this offense now?
I have a great feel. Like I said, still have to get live reps, well, as close to live as possible against the defense. On air is fine as far as fine-tuning things and getting execution done, but once you get a defense out there, it's a whole other level of competition. So I'm more so excited just about being able to go against someone and challenging ourselves and myself as well.
Tyler, can you talk about Baker, and I think he relayed a story about how you kind of welcomed him and embraced him right away, went in and said hello to him. Can you talk about, how you guys are kind of getting to know each other a little bit?
Yes. Of course, wanted to welcome him in. He's a part of the team now. We're still learning, myself and him included, as well as just everyone on the team. So we're taking it day by day. But I think the relationship between us two is in a good space. Going to continue to keep being the person I am as well as him.
I know we talked to you before the draft. You said, whatever, you'd handle whoever they brought in. Did you have any reaction when it was Baker number one?
Nah. I actually found out the next day. I think Hugh called me. No, actually, Hugh called me that night, and I was at the movies when the draft was going on. But like I said, whoever was taken doesn't necessarily bother me or, like I said, I welcome him to the team. But my mindset when I first came into the league is prepare each and every day as a starter and continue to keep pushing yourself. And now I'm here to help turn this organization around and help win games, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
What city would you have been in when you went to the movies on draft day?
Strongsville.
What did Hugh say to you either on that message or subsequently just about
whatever? He had told me who we drafted. And like I said, I didn't have necessarily a reaction to anything. I appreciate him calling. But like I said, my mindset doesn't change. It's not going to change. I'm going to continue to keep putting my work hat on every day, continue to keep leading the guys and doing whatever it takes to help turn this organization around and push my game to the next level.
When Hugh Jackson said that Tyrod is the starter and that's not going to change, he said that during rookie minicamp a couple weeks ago. And then when Baker was asked about it, he said, well, I'll listen to him, but I'm going to still go out there and try to win that starting job. Is that what you would expect?
He's a competitor, as well as myself. I think that's what drives us. That's what gets us to the point that we're at now in our career. But that doesn't, like I said, that doesn't faze me. I've been put in a number of situations throughout my career, and I'm going to continue to keep being the same person and continue to keep, I guess you could say, proving people wrong, but more so just doing it for myself mentally. And like I said, going out there and helping the team win games.
Here comes another situation with Hard Knocks. What's your reaction to being on that show?
I haven't really watched the show, so I don't really know everything that goes on. But it's an opportunity for us as a team to come together. That's what I look at training camp as, and of course, going out there and competing. But it's another opportunity for us to come together. As far as the cameras and stuff being there, the focus for me is that it doesn't take away for preparation for the guys daily. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think guys are excited about having them around, but it's not anything that's going to take our focus away from the actual game. So as long as guys can keep focused and go to work every day with the right mindset that we're getting ready for a season, then I think it'll be a good thing.
Yeah, it'll
be able to showcase the talent that we have on the team, see personalities that people may not see. I'm looking forward to it.
Some guys who have been on it have said it can be a distraction. So as a leader of the team, will you talk to other players about it?
Absolutely. I think that I definitely have to be vocal about that as far as just making sure everyone stays focused. We're planning on a big season, and we're going to need everyone focused and dialed in each and every day that we come to work.
Can you imagine having gone through that as a rookie, not only as a rookie, but as a rookie number one overall pick, and how – the impact that might have on Baker to have that going on?
Yeah, I wasn't the number one draft pick, so I can't speak on that. I was drafted in the sixth round with no rookie minicamp or anything. So different obstacles are definitely going to be thrown at you. You got to be able to stay focused, like I said.
Well, considering how far you've come since being on a practice squad.
I was never on a practice squad, but I'm listening. No, right. Never practice squad.
Scratch that. So being a late round pick, he's always trying to prove. Does that make the situation natural for you to fend off the number one overall pick?
Like I said, I was brought here to help win games and to turn around the organization. As far as the underdog mentality, yes, you can always say that's always going to drive me. I was drafted in 2011. 9 quarterbacks were taken ahead of me. 2 of them are playing now. And that's not any disrespect to the guys that aren't playing, but what drove me every day is remembering my mom and my parents facing the feeling that I had on draft day and not being happy about that. So I'm going to continue to keep pushing, continue to keep working the way I do. And like I said, ready to take my game to the next level. I think that I've been able to take steps in the right direction each year that I've been able to play the game. So I'm excited about the opportunity that I have here with so much talent on this team and guys that are in the right mindset.
Did you know on draft day, were you keeping track of how many quarterbacks went ahead of you on draft day?
When I got drafted?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's always been something you paid attention to?
Absolutely.
The guys in front of you?
Yeah.
You still got that list in your head?
Yes.
How
many? It was 9.
Who are the 2 that are left?
Cam Newton and Andy Dalton.
Are you mentally prepared for the onslaught of questions that you're going to get every time you talk about Baker Mayfield, every single time you step in front of us to get that, and the national media is going to come into town, and it's going to be new to them every time they see you at training camp?
Absolutely. It's part of the job. It's part of being a leader, being able to take on questions. Even the days that you don't want to take them on. But like I said, I'm here to help turn this organization around. And we have a step for us to take tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it as well as everyone else.
What movie did you see on draft night?
Quiet Place.
What'd you think?
It's not a good movie. it was about 50 words said the whole movie.
Quiet the whole time, right?
Yeah, that's not
it. Did you, when you get the call, did you have to get up out of the theater, or did you get the message afterwards?
No, I was actually walking into the theater.
Oh, walking into
I wasn't getting up. I wasn't leaving the theater for enough.
Yeah, that would have been bad timing.